when you want something so badly, and when your intention is good, when your intention is for the good of the world, the universe gives you what you want. The doors open and people open their arms and their hearts because they know that you are doing this with your heart.
Welcome to Forever Young, the health podcast from Lanzerhof. My name is Nils Behrens, and I'm not looking for eternal youth. I'm trying to find answers to what leading a healthy life really means. Therefore, I will be talking to various health experts to find out what you can do to stay fit for as long as possible. And who knows, perhaps this knowledge will help lead you to a longer life after all. Do you know where the term wellness comes from? Originally, the word was formed in the 50s from the terms well-being, fitness, and happiness. Today, we use it completely naturally. But that doesn't mean that everyone can enjoy wellness. But fortunately, there is my next guest. Belgin Aksoy is a woman on a mission. Having worked in the tourism and hotel industry for 25 years, she has decided her life to create a physically, mentally, and spiritually better world. She is the founder of the international successful Global Wellness Day. Last year, people from over 150 countries participated in the social projects that focusing on shifting people's awareness towards living a healthier life. Welcome, Belgin.
Hello, Nils. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for giving me this interview. So tomorrow is Global Wellness Day, so your time is pretty precious. And let's start. How did you come up with the idea of Global Wellness Day, and what was your main goal behind it?
Well, it actually all started in 2004 when I had health challenges. And I was isolated in a hospital room for my radioiodine therapy for 9 days. And in those 9 days, something shifted for me. I realized the importance of health, and I realized the importance of being together with my loved ones. Because for those 9 days, as a new mother, my son was only 17 months old, I was not able to see my loved ones. And then after I was out of the hospital, I was isolated in a room in my house for 2 weeks because I was still radioactive. So this time I could actually see my loved ones, but this time I was not able to touch them. So those days, I realized that the universe was trying to tell me something. And I decided to understand what the universe was trying to tell me. Because first, you can't see your loved ones. Then you can see them, but you can't touch them. And I completely changed the way I look at life. I completely changed the way I eat, the way I drink, the way I exercise, and my values changed. What is important in life and what is not, what is worth being sad for, and what is actually important to have gratitude and happiness for every morning that we wake up. So this was a nice kick for me. I was 29 years old when this happened, and I'm very thankful that it happened to me at such a young age, because if it happened when I was 79 or 89 years old, I was going to miss the whole idea, the whole point of life, actually. So making all these changes, personally in my life, my first and second circle started to ask me questions like, what do you do? You look healthier than before. You look happier than before. You look fitter than before. And what is it that you're doing? And I was just, sharing with them what I was doing differently. And so I realized that I was actually being a positive influence to the people around me. And that was actually the same year that we opened Richmond Noah Wellness Spa. And that was the year that, as a family, we got into the wellness industry, because we've always been hotel industry, but not on the wellness side. So professionally as well, I had to learn more about wellness. So then I was like, you know, actually the universe gave me the problem and the solution at the same time. I just have to be smart enough to put these two together and to find the answer for myself personally and for my work as well. So I met with some wonderful people like yourself. I have a very beautiful international network of people from the wellness industry, because I started going to almost every conference or summit that was in the world. And I started visiting any destination spas, including Glanzerhof. And I just wanted to get most information that I can, and obviously using internet and books, documentaries and stuff like that. So I was just continuously educating myself on wellness and changing my lifestyle and sharing it with the people around me and with our guests at the hotel. So I thought up to this point, everything was perfectly fine. That was it, you know. That was the lesson that the universe was trying to teach me, and it was mission completed, until the day that I started hearing a voice in my ear saying, and this is around the year 2012. And she was saying, I'm saying she, because it was not me talking to myself. It was actually a woman, a woman's voice that I don't know. I've never heard this voice before. A woman's voice that was speaking to my ear and saying, first we made you sick, and then we made you healthier than before. So now, what are you going to do for the world? And at the beginning, I thought I was going crazy. And then I started to get really frustrated, because I kept on hearing this voice in my ear like two or three times a day, every other day. And I was not sharing it with anyone, because, you know, people were going to think like, okay, that's it. Bagin just lost her mind. But he kept on talking to me, he kept on repeating the same question. And I was like, I mean, the world, you're not saying like, what are you going to do for Turkey? What are you going to do for your loved ones? You're saying, what are you going to do for the world? And I'm like, what can I do? What can I do? And so one day I said to this voice, I said, let me think. And I sat in front of the computer, turned Google, and I wrote those three words, Global Wellness Day.
Really? This was your Google search?
Yes. And I searched because, Nils, I was 100% sure that there was a Global Wellness Day in the world. If not anywhere, for sure in the United States, because there is a day dedicated to many things in the US, even the things that we don't really value that much, like Mushroom Day and Cupcake Day and Strawberry
Day. There's a day for sweatpants. It is an official worldwide sweatpants day.
That I didn't know. That one I didn't know. So I was sure that, you know, I mean wellness is living well is the common wish of everyone in the world. So there had to be a day dedicated to wellness. And to my surprise, there was no day dedicated to wellness in the world. I was like, okay, this is not a mistake then. It's for real that it doesn't exist. So I said, so maybe we can start celebrating it at our hotel. So in the year 2012, this is happening like in 2012 in April. So I thought maybe in June we can get together with some guests, hotel guests, and some friends, and we can do a celebration for Global Wellness Day. And we did. And I have to tell you, like, the people that came to that event were some people that wanted to support me, because, you know, Bagin with this crazy idea you know, let's just be with her. Like, because people were like, they were not really thinking that this was something that was going to come true. But I do appreciate their presence. There were like 150 people at that event.
150 people for the first Global Wellness Day.
Yes. And I was actually thinking of this 2 days ago. A friend of mine said, Bagin, from 150 people to 150 countries, I never thought about it that way. But when you want something so badly, and when your intention is good, when your intention is for the good of the world, the universe gives you what you want. The doors open and people open their arms and their hearts because they know that you are doing this with your hearts. And my expectation out of Global Wellness Day is the wellness of the other people. And that's it. And to be able to give back to the world and to show gratitude for the fact that, yes, universe, you made me sick and then you made me fitter and healthier than before. So thank you. I want to feel like I paid back so that my heart can be in peace and I can go to sleep in peace. It's really hard to explain this feeling, but I'm doing it for the world and I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for my heart. I'm doing it for the peace and for that sound to stop, because that sound, every once in a while, is telling me, this is fine too. What are you going to do next?
Okay, so what's next?
It's continuously pushing me for more. This is how it all started. I don't know if you had an idea of this story. We know each other for some time, but maybe you never heard about this story in this detail.
No, I never heard the complete story, to be honest. So the motto of the Global Wellness Day is one day can change your whole life. And you started with 150 guests, so I think this is not a problem when you have your own hotel. But to be now in 150 countries, so how did you achieve this?
Well, a lot of work, that's for sure. And by having people that believe in you, around you, that share the same mission and vision, and making sure that you're not losing sight of why you started doing this. I always go back to that day that I was in front of the computer, that I wrote Global Wellness Day in Google search, and I knew what I wanted once I saw the fact that it did not exist. And I made myself a promise, and that promise was, Global Wellness Day is never going to be a commercial day. And I will do everything to make Global Wellness Day grow, but I will also make everything to protect Global Wellness Day's mission. And it's not going to become something else than what it's supposed to be.
You mean something commercial for just using this brand?
Exactly. Or like Mother's Day or Father's Day or Valentine's Day, which I have got no problem with those days. But unfortunately, those days, like our first reaction is on Mother's Day, for example, is to go out and buy flowers to our mothers, or to go out and buy her, kind of a gift, or on Valentine's Day, I don't know, a box of chocolate. It's always about going and buying something. And which makes those days commercial days. And that's actually the reason why those days are not on the official calendar of United Nations. And my ultimate goal is to have Global Wellness Day on the official calendar of United Nations. And I know that's going to happen soon. I've been saying it for the last several years, and it's taking longer than I thought, but I know that it will happen. And it's very important for Global Wellness Day to be sustainable, because I know that as long as I live, you know, I will continue spreading Global Wellness Day, but I wouldn't like Global Wellness Day to vanish once I'm gone, you know, I would love it to be celebrated by the next generations. And the key to that is to be on the calendar of the UN. So Global Wellness Day is a great candidate to be on that calendar, according to the meetings that I had and the feedback that I heard from the officials, because that's the first thing that they're looking for, that they must not be a commercial day. And I really appreciate the fact that, you know, brands all over the world do respect this rule of Global Wellness Day, because how to celebrate Global Wellness Day, Niels, sky is the limit. There's no one single way to celebrate Global Wellness Day. But we only have these two rules. One, there cannot be any discounts made on Global Wellness Day. Two, all the events have to be complimentary, or any product with the Global Wellness Day logo on it cannot be sold. It can only be given as a gift. Other than that, you know, it can be, I don't know, serving a glass of green juice to the guest, to organizing a Global Wellness Day event in the biggest park of the city for thousands of people, for with an open day with, I don't know, 10 different activities. So last year there was like more than 8,000 different locations.
8,000? 8,000. Wow.
Yeah. Because I said, you know, when I say more than 150 countries, more than 8,000 locations, that's because we can count up to a certain point, but then after that, I don't know, because sometimes on social media, I see with like a location that has celebrated Global Wellness Day. I find it with the Global Wellness Day hashtag, obviously. And I'm like, I didn't know that Global Wellness Day celebrated in this little island, for example. So I know that it's 150 as a fact, but it's definitely more than that. And I know that it's, you know, 8,000 as a fact, but it's definitely more than 8,000, because not everybody is using the hashtag. And so some of them, we don't even know that, you know, those places are celebrating Global Wellness Day. So, you know, from like the day of Google search to the moment that you're like, we're talking about like 350 million people until now that heard about Global Wellness Day. So like, it's just an amazing feeling, you know, to go to bed with the thought that just in 2012, you thought about something and now someone somewhere in the world whom you're never going to meet in your life is having a positive effect because of Global Wellness Day, and because you thought of it, and because you decided to make it happen. I don't think there is a bigger gift than this, than the universe can give me. It's an amazing feeling. It's an amazing fulfillment. And I embrace this opportunity that the universe has given me. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
You're showing a film each year on the Global Wellness Summit. Mm-hmm. And I must really say that I'm always having goosebumps because it is so impressive to see the pictures from all over the world, and me having goosebumps just being in the audience. So it must be really amazing for you as a creator of this day. And I just can say how much I admire what you're doing. And
thank you.
What I really found very impressive is how many celebrities are supporting this day already. So I've seen Oprah Winfrey or Harry and Meghan. And so how did you achieve this? How did you achieve that Oprah, for example, is supporting you?
For example, Oprah. It was a complete surprise for me. I was last year on Global Wellness Day. We were in outside of Istanbul celebrating Global Wellness Day at the event. It was loud, and I received this message from this friend of mine, and she had sent me the link of Oprah's Instagram, and underneath she wrote, "I'm sure you've seen this, but I couldn't help it. I had to send it to you. I'm so happy that this happened." I'm like, why would she send me the link of Oprah's Instagram? And like I said, it's so loud around me. There's music, there's people, you know, celebration, Global Wellness Day. So I click and I see that, you know, Oprah is saying something, but I can't hear it because of the noise. So I said, I'm going to listen to it later. And then like 2 minutes later, it got stuck on my head. And I said, because this friend of mine, she knows how busy I am. And if she sent it to me now to watch this, can it be? Really? Can it be? So like this idea started to come in. Really? So I tried to find the quietest corner that I can. And I was like literally like sticking the phone into my ear, trying to hear what Oprah is saying. And I'm hearing like at some point she's saying Global Wellness Day. And I'm like, no. This can't be true. So actually everybody thought that I knew about it, but the biggest surprise was actually for me. I had no idea. So then later I realized that Oprah actually did post on all her social media the day before Global Wellness Day saying, hey, tomorrow is Global Wellness Day. And I didn't even see it because I was so busy with organizing whatever I had to do. And then on the day, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, she said, today is Global Wellness Day. And she did this video with Gail King and they're going out for a walk. And Oprah is like, hey, Gail, you know what today, what day is today? Today is Global Wellness Day. And let's take the dogs and go for a walk. And yeah, that was a moment that I will not forget, but which makes it, the thing that makes it even more valuable for me is the fact that, you know, Oprah celebrates Global Wellness Day without us contacting her or her team. So now it's like, I've been chasing a lot of people trying to explain the mission and vision of Global Wellness Day for years. But now what makes me happy is that now it's a no-brainer. It's like, of course it's Global Wellness Day on the second Saturday of June. And not because me or Global Wellness Day ambassadors are trying to explain. It's because it is. It is there. So that's such a feeling of a great achievement. And let's see what Oprah is going to do tomorrow. I don't know. That's probably going to be another surprise. But for example, for Meghan and Prince Harry, it's actually the same thing. When on their Sussex Royal Instagram account, they have announced that they were going to choose 15 organizations that do good for the better of the world. And they were asking their followers to nominate the organizations that they think that Prince Harry and Meghan should choose. And out of all the organizations in the world, one of the 15 organizations was Global Wellness Day that was chosen by them. And it's again the same thing, you know. I woke up one morning and I got my phone and I saw like Sussex Royale started to follow Global Wellness Day. And I was like, you know, because I have some friends that they think they're funny, you know? So I'm sure because I talked about this, you know, Sussex Royal is going to choose and I wonder if they would, and of course not, but I always like to wish, you know, for the moon so we can land on the stars, you know, as the saying. So I was sure that it was a friend of mine that was just using like, I don't know, _ Sussex Royal, like a fake account or something. And again, I just put my phone on the side. I'm like, of course not. And then again, a minute later, you know, this voice in my head, well, better pick up your phone and just check it. Maybe it's the real Sussex Royal account. And I did. And when I got my phone, I saw Sussex Royal not only started following, but tagged Global Wellness Day. So I was like, okay, something is happening now. And then I check and I see not only the social social media account, but on press as well, you know, including, I don't know, People Magazine and CNN. And it was saying, you know, it was giving the list of those 15 organizations, and to see Global Wellness Day being in, you know, one of those organizations that do, that work for the good of the world, you know, those things really show me that we are doing the right thing, that we're on the right track. And all we need to do is to work even harder. So all these motivates me and the rest of the Global Wellness Day family, which today we are more than 100 people with 86 Global Wellness Day ambassadors and 28 key supporters and 3 advisors. We're a great family and we motivate each other every day.
Belgen, this year is a very special year. We are in Corona time, and for sure it's not possible to make the Global Wellness Day in the same way you are used to do it. So have you ever considering to skip it?
The moment of skipping, Nils, lasted 3 seconds. I said to myself, shall we cancel? And then, of course not. So I was sure that we were definitely going to find a way to celebrate, and the way to celebrate was going to be celebrating online. But when we had the Zoom call together with Global Wellness Day ambassadors and we were discussing what we should do, everybody agreed that we should go online. But there was the idea that came from one of our ambassadors that we should actually do it 24-hour live. And when I heard that, I was like, guys, are you sure? And I think it was around mid of April when we were talking about this, or almost end of April. Said, you know, I don't know if we can put this together, 24-hour live celebration. I don't know if this was ever done. And first of all, how are we going to find the broadcasting company? Like, who are we going to work with? And which, believe me, that was the most difficult part, to find the right broadcasting company to work with. And but yeah, then we're like, yeah, we can do it, and we can do it. The Global Wellness Day family, you know, it consists of some very crazy, wonderful people. And we took the decision. I can't believe, when I look at the agenda that we have for tomorrow, Nils, you know, talking about goosebumps, that agenda gives me goosebumps, because we have 63 wonderful speakers and performers from the four corners of the world. And it's going to be like the New Year's Eve celebration. It's going to start in New Zealand and then end, I don't know, somewhere in the US. Obviously, it's
Hawaii, probably.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna last more than 24 hours because of the time difference. And me and Hakan and Deniz, we are going to be awake for about 26 hours. So,
which is for sure not typical for wellness.
Not at all, not at all. But I can tell you already, this 1 week, 10 days, we are sleeping only 2 hours a day. But there is no other way to put such an agenda together and to make it successful. You know, I don't know how many people are going to watch tomorrow. I don't know how many people we're going to be able to reach out to. But I just want to know that we did our best, because that's how I do things. That's how I live my life. I have to make sure that I put my heart on the table and I put all my efforts there, and then I leave it to the universe. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But I have to make sure that I did my best. If I have a doubt that I didn't do my best, then I have problems forgiving myself. You know, it's like this character that I have for, I think I was born like this. I'm usually quite tough on myself. I must have no doubt that everything was thought of. Of course, there's always, you know, a better way to do this. There's nothing like perfect. And, you know, perfect is the enemy of good. I agree with all those, but like for my personal perfection, I have to make sure that I thought about everything, and the checklist, everything is checked. And when you look at it that way, then you're like, okay, so there's not much time to sleep or eat. And that's definitely not wellness. But I think I can do the compensation, because let's say the last 10 days before Global Wellness Day is usually like this. But then for, let's say, 365 days, 10 days are like this. The rest of the 355 days, I really do live a very balanced life, and my body can take it. So the live stream actually is going to be on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube accounts of Global Wellness Day. Whoever wants to view it can go to globalwellnessday.org or Global Wellness Day account Facebook, Global Wellness Day account Instagram, Global Wellness Day account YouTube, and Twitter. We're going to be live on those four channels. They can register now, which I would actually recommend. And there, it can be easier for them to find out how they can connect and watch, even though it's very simple. But if they go to globalwellnessday.org/register today, they can register, and we email, they're going to be receiving an email right away with all the information. And Susan Miller, you know, the astrologist Susan Miller, just yesterday confirmed that she's going to be on the agenda as well, which is like the latest big news. I'm very happy about that. Andrew Seeley, the celebrity yogi, is going to be there. Matthew Kenny, who is a very famous vegan chef, and as a vegan, I'm a big fan of him. He's going to be giving a cooking class. Lance Bass, award-winning author and singer, is going to cook for us as well.
A singer will cook for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that great? Christina Ferrari, former model and author, she's going to be having a session with us too. And we're even going to have a wingsuit base jump live. I really wanted this last year as well. It was not possible, but we're going to do it this year. It's like from yoga to wingsuit base jump. 24 hours live. Please be there as much as you can. Whoever misses it, we're going to be recording the whole thing, and we're going to make it available to be watched afterwards during the rest of the year. I'm sure we're going to put like bits and parts of it on YouTube and share on our social media channels as well. So more people watch it, happier we are, and gives us, you know, more satisfaction for all the time that we worked for it, because Global Wellness Day ambassadors have done such a great job. I cannot thank them enough. When I see their excitement and how much they work for it, it really makes me so happy to be surrounded by such wonderful people, because none of this would be possible without them. And I want to take the opportunity to thank Global Wellness Day ambassadors and key supporters.
So all our listeners should follow you on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. And if you want to see the agenda, please have a look at www.globalwellnessday.org. And I think Corona time is a tough time for everybody, and especially for our industry. But nevertheless, maybe it will be the most remarkable Global Wellness Day we ever had, because we have now the possibility to participate from the events from all over the world. And I think nobody should miss this very special opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time, Belgen. It will be a great day tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. And I keep my fingers crossed, but I think you don't need it.
Thank you very much, Nils. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Belgen, just one last personal question. Was the Global Wellness Day always pink?
It's not pink. It's magenta, because pink is a completely different color. And, you know, let me give you a secret. Magenta has never been my favorite color, and it's still not. My favorite color is something completely different, which is mint green. I've never been a magenta girl, but it is the color of unity. So that's why we chose that color in 2012. And actually the only time that we changed the logo from magenta to black was a couple of days ago for Black Lives Matter. And other than that, we never changed the color. And yes, it's not pink, it's magenta.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please leave me a review and subscribe to this podcast. Please stay healthy.